Welcome to the Roto Report. Time now to take a look at my predictions for the 2014 Major League Baseball season. Thank God opening day is upon us. And of course, here in Cleveland, absolutely gorgeous on opening day. Cincinnati had great weather. The Reds are playing down there. The Pirates had great weather in Pittsburgh. They went on a walk-off home run from Neil Walker. Of course, the weather's great and the Indians are where? They're out west against Oakland. 10 o'clock start time tonight. And it's raining in Oakland. Oh, I see. Only in Cleveland it happens that way, right? Anyways, let's take a look at my predictions, and we'll break it down as far as the AL Central Division standings. Then I'll give you my division winners throughout the American League, the National League, along with the wild cards, and we'll break it down ALCS, NLCS, and then tell you who I think is going to win the World Series, and I may even throw in my MVPs for both leagues on this. All right, we'll start in the AL Central. The Tigers, Indians, and Royals are the three teams that will be battling for the top spot in the AL Central. Ned Yost and his Royals supposedly are a team on the rise. There are a lot of predictions out there that say they're the surprise team. They're the trending team, trending upwards, and this could be the year that the Royals make their way to the top of the standings in the AL Central, or maybe to the wild card. I'll believe it when I see it. And until that happens, I can't pick the Kansas City Royals to win the AL Central or even make the playoffs. I need to see that happen. Like I saw it with the Indians last year. Like I saw it with the Pirates last year. I need to see it happen first before I believe it. So I've got the Royals finishing 85-77 and in third place in the AL Central. Tigers and Indians. Two best teams last year in the division. I think we'll be the two best teams in the division again this year. For the Indians, big questions surrounding the loss of Scott Kazmir and Ubaldo Jimenez, the starting rotation. Yes, you have Bat Masterson at the top, but then after that, I think a lot of question marks with McAllister, Salazar, Kluber, and Carrasco. I think McAllister has shown he can pitch in the big leagues. Can he do it for a full season at a level in which he was 500 last year and an Ernie under 4? We'll have to wait and see. Danny Salazar showed flashes of brilliance last year. He was only 2-3 with a 3.12 ERA, which was outstanding, but in limited starts. He pitched well in the playoffs, even though the Indians lost to the Rays 4-0 in that playoff game. So the big question is, can the starting pitching behind Justin Masterson get to the level or close to where it was last year? The Indians, I don't think, believe it can be to where it was last year, but I think manager Terry Francona thinks his offense will score more runs this year. This offense will create more scoring opportunities, hit more long balls, and provide more O, so the pitching doesn't have to be as solid as it was last year when they had that winning streak down the end of the season to get into the playoffs. You hope that Brantley can duplicate what he did and build off of that last year. You hope that it's Drubal Cabrera bounces back from a .242 batting average last year. This is an important year for Cabrera. He's going to want to make some money in the coming years, right? So always when players in contract situations or trade possibilities where they could go somewhere else and then eventually get big bucks, they want to have big years. Let's hope that's the case for Asdrubal Cabrera. Jason Kipnis needs to build on a very solid season from a year ago when he hit .284 with 17 bombs, 84 ribs, and 30 stolen bases. Nick Swisher has to bring the batting average up. Can hit .246. Yeah, the 22 dongs were nice, and the 63 ribs were cool and all that, but Mr. Brohio himself got to raise that batting average as well as the homers, in my opinion. And, of course, one of the big experiments is Carlos Santana at third base. How is he going to fare over there playing third base, first base, catcher, and DH? He could be playing four different positions this year. Is that going to help or hurt his offense? It better help his offense because they need him to provide a higher batting average than .268 and, like Nick Swisher, go deep more this year. Chisenhall has to step his game up, one of the young guys that they've been counting on for years. So when I look at all of this and you throw in the fact that Axford is now the closer over Chris Perez, how is he going to do after not closing last year at all? A lot of question marks surrounding the Indians. That's why I have them finishing second to the Detroit Tigers in the AL Central standings. I've got the Tigers with new manager Brad Ausmus winning the division at 90-72. The Indians finishing in second place, a game ahead of the Royals at 86-76. So a game better than the Royals. Will that be good enough to get in the playoffs, in my opinion, for the Indians? Kind of, sort of, but not really. I think the Indians are going to end up tied with the Angels and go to a one-game playoff just to get in to the wild card race. And I think they're going to come up short. So I have the Indians playing another postseason-type game, but coming up short once again and losing a one-game playoff to get into the playoffs to the Anaheim Angels of Orange County, California. All right, so let's recap the AL Central standings. I've got the Tigers with Verlander, Scherzer, Sanchez at the top of their rotation. Miggy, V-Mart, and Kinsler coming over in that trade for Prince Fielder, winning the division. Indians second, Royals third, White Sox fourth, and the Twins bringing up the rear at 70-92. The rest of my division winners in the American League look like this. Central, the Tigers. In the East, I've got the Red Sox at 92-70, winning that division. And in the West, I've got the Oakland A's winning the division at 87-75. My wild card teams then are the Tampa Bay Rays and the Angels after beating out the Indians in that one-game playoff. In the National League, my division winners in the Central, the Cardinals at 91-71. In the NL East, I've got the Nationals at 94-68, winning the NL East. In the NL West, the Dodgers at 92-70. My wild cards in the National League, the Giants and the Pirates, both at 86-76. So what's that mean for the playoffs? How do I see it breaking down as we get into October baseball, postseason baseball? In the ALCS, I've got the Rays beating the Red Sox to go to the World Series. And in the NLCS, I've got the Nationals over the Cardinals. So that means we have a World Series with the Washington Nationals and the Tampa Bay Rays. And I'm taking the Washington Nationals this year to win it all and bring exciting postseason baseball back to the Washington, D.C. area and give them a celebration that they haven't had in a long, long time. My MVPs this year, I think it's going to be a two-man race in each league. In the American League, I think it's going to be a race between Mike Trout and Miggy Cabrera. I'm going to take Trout over Cabrera barely this year. And in the NL, Andrew McCutchen of the Pirates and Bryce Harper of the Nationals, I'm going to take Andrew McCutchen going back-to-back, winning his second consecutive NL MVP award. So there you have my Major League Baseball predictions for 2014. The Indians finishing at 86-76. They get into a one-game playoff to get into the playoffs, come up a little bit short, but should be another exciting season of Indians baseball down at Progressive Field and making strides and growing with some of these young guys. And hopefully in the next couple of years, we'll talk about the Indians surpassing the Tigers in the AL Central Division standings. There's your Roto Report, my look at the 2014 Major League Baseball season. And as always, C-Town, keep it real.